Welcome to the Flathead Home Show. All homes, big and small, we discuss them all. My name's Justin Metcha. Happy weekend to your friends. We're in spring. I know it doesn't really feel like it. Some of us still have a good amount of snow in our yard. That's Montana for you. You never know. You never snow. I mean, you always snow. Whatever. Anyways, we're going to have a good time. We're continuing our discussion around owner finance, why and how you should do it. I've got a good friend in the studio. Before I introduce him, though, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Just to recap, let's go back in time a little bit. We've had a couple of great guests on the show to discuss owner finance. Why? Because with interest rates the way that they are, you know, probably the most uncomfortable rates that we've had in a decade, although spanning 40 years, they're very normal rates. We've talked about that. And I know that most of us don't want to accept the fact that 6 and 7 is actually considered, quote, normal, because we're used to 2 and 3 and 4 and the happy days of 2 and 3 and 4. However, 6 and 7 is actually quite normal. What I like about where we are right now, though, is when you're used to 2 and 3 and 4 and we're now at 5, 6, and 7, owner finance shows up more often. And I love owner finance because that's changed my life personally. We'll get to that in another episode. However, it changes other people's lives that otherwise may be told no. And so we've been talking about that. We've had great guests on the show. For those of you who want to go back in time, kjjr.com, click on the Flathead Home Show and you can listen to all of our shows. You can actually follow us on Facebook at the Flathead Home Show, and you can even see these videos. That's right. We're recording this one via video. And for those of you who tune into the visual aspect of the Flathead Home Show, you get to see Daryl Henley. Big Sexy's in the studio. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here, Justin.
I'm told that is his rap name. And for those of you who choose Daryl as your lender, you're privy to these sounds, right?
Big Sexy.
There we go. Daryl is with Grizzly Home Loans, and he helps people to the tune of many. And you've been doing this in the Valley for a while now. And man, I appreciate you. Appreciate your effort.
Yeah, I appreciate you too.
I appreciate you being on the show. So let's paint this picture, Daryl. We've been talking about owner finance. We've even walked through the personal story of several owner finance situations. And let's go to there. And I want to talk about how we get out of that situation. And what I mean by that is typically when you negotiate an owner finance situation, the seller, who then plays bank, and we're going to talk about these things, Daryl, for the buyer, who then becomes the owner, although they have a loan now with the seller, very typical to a bank or a lending situation, right? It's just that the person is standing in place instead of a brick building collecting, you know, a mortgage payment every month. You negotiate these terms with your realtor preferred because the realtor is going to help you most. However, now it's about 3 years down the road.
Yep.
And the seller no longer wants to play bank. Because eventually they want their capital because they're going to go reinvest it in something else.
Right.
Typically, yep, people sell for life-changing situations. A death, a birth, a marriage, a divorce. You know, these are number one reasons why people sell. In the situation where it's an investor, those reasons could also still be applicable. There's something in their world that showed up.
Yep.
They need to grab the capital that they have in this house to fund that situation. It could be a new investment. It could be that they're moving across the country. It could be that their kid's going to college and they need the $80,000 equity that they have in that home. When you play bank, you may not get all those funds right away.
Right.
So that's one of the first asks that you have of the seller is how quick do you need this money, right? When you play bank, eventually that seller is going to want to, when the seller plays bank, eventually they're going to want to get bought out.
Right.
What does that mean, Daryl?
Yeah, that's a great question. Just to clarify too, we're not talking about necessarily a rent or lease to own. This is a purchase contract.
That's right.
It's done. And
this is what most people would say is the most ideal variant or version of a seller finance situation.
Absolutely.
What we call in the world of real estate, contract for deed. And that what that means is the sale actually consummated. It actually happened, right? Title was transferred. So Daryl sells me his home. We agree to owner finance. Yep. I actually get title to the home.
Yep. You get title to the home.
Yep.
And the previous owner,
yep,
goes on a lien against the property.
That's right.
Which makes it really clean.
That's
in
right.
In order to kind of talk about what we're talking about next. And that's the idea of buying them out.
Yeah.
And so when that lien gets recorded against the house, it's a certain dollar amount.
Right.
So we're talking in this scenario, 3 years later, we're coming back and going, okay, what can we do?
Right.
At that point, whatever reason you ended up using owner financing is probably cleared up because you've made a plan and a goal.
Let's say my credit score wasn't high enough. Let's say I didn't have enough down. Let's say I didn't have enough job history, right? All of these variables that become big hurdles.
Yes. Yes.
In the typical financing world.
Right. Right. On that front end. Yeah. No, I'm excited to be here just talking about this because I think it's in the rate market that we're in right now, people are like, I'm not going to do it. No, you should do it. You have to get creative.
Yeah.
But I can't do it. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And here's how.
Yeah.
So I think with this 3 year, you know, you're passing, there's about a 1 year period.
Okay.
Where you need to be on title.
Oh.
As the owner of, you know, and in this scenario, like we're talking about, title has your name.
Yeah.
And they have them recording a lien against it.
That's right.
So with that scenario, over a year,
yeah,
you can come back and it's considered a refinance.
Okay,
because
cool.
You are the owner. And so you can use the, oftentimes, and I was talking to you a little bit outside of this, talking about,
your rap video.
Yeah. Well, besides that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Big D, D, D. Nor was it, what was my rap name again that you gave me?
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife calls me all of them, so I, yeah. they get
There's
confused.
So many names. Yeah.
Back to what we were talking about.
The Flathead Home Show goes a little out of control when I have Big Sexy in the studio, so.
Yeah. The thing we were talking about with terms.
Yeah.
So this is important. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, some people go, I'm going to be able to do this on my own.
Right.
I don't recommend that you're writing up contracts on your own between you and the seller who has a different interest. You know, they have their interest right. in mind. So bringing a real estate professional to the table who understands is honestly, I don't say this for any other reason than your own protection
That's
as a
right.
buyer.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Daryl, when we get back, we got to take a quick break. However, when we get back, let's dive deep on that, what that means about bringing the professional to the table. And of course, what it means, again, coming back to the buyout process. What does that look like?
Yeah.
This is the Flathead Home Show. We're talking with Daryl Hanley of Grizzly Home Loans. We're talking about owner finance, why and how you should do it, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. We're talking about owner finance, why and how you should do it. And what we've done here is we've gone down the road. We secured our purchase situation with a seller with a contract for deed, which arguably is one of the cleanest ways to do an owner finance situation. If you want more understanding about that, you can call me 406-871-9404 because I am a real estate professional.
That's
or
right.
Call your favorite real estate professional, which is probably also Justin Metcha. Anyways.
That's ideal.
That is ideal. I like that. And talk to your real estate agent about what that means, contract for deed. It's not the only vehicle for owner finance. It's one of the cleanest ways to do an owner finance for situations like we were discussing
Absolutely.
Prior to the break. So we've done this. It's now 3 years down the road. One of my ahas from the last segment of our show was, if you've been on title for a year plus, you could use a refi purchase or a refi vehicle to buy out the seller.
Absolutely.
Like, let's break this down to like lending 101. What does it mean to buy out the seller?
Okay. So a couple of things. When it pertains to a refinance, there's two ways that can be
let's
done.
Let's say average sale price in Flathead, I'm around for really simple math. Let's say it's $500,000. And let's say I come to you and I want to buy this house for $500,000 and we negotiate $10,000 down, okay? Which is not much. Right. However, it's enough to put in your pocket to feel good about this situation.
Right.
We negotiate an owner finance situation, contract for deed situation, and I'm paying you every month a principal and interest payment, just like I would with a bank. 3 years later, you've collected the $10,000, you've collected the interest on the note, and now you want the balance, which let's say it's about $485,000.
Yep.
Right? So I need to go to Daryl at Grizzly Home Loans
right.
and say, I have this contract for deed. Here's the property. Here's the contract. I owe $485,000. What do I do?
So great question. So there's two options there.
Yeah.
You can do a refinance rate and term,
yeah.
which is clean, and the rate's a lot lower than a cash out.
Nice.
So if you're wanting to just do away with what is owed.
Yep.
Then you would do that. You would do a cash out.
In part, that would be a
30-year
fixed.
Yes.
And why you would do away with what is owed is because now you secure the home for 30 years.
Correct.
I mean, and forever more. However, you're assured your home.
And oftentimes the rate that you got with the owner financing is often a little bit higher than what it would be today.
Yeah. Yeah. So if today's rates are 7, an owner might ask for 8 or 9, right? Because they want to get paid to play a bank.
Yep. And so having that, having your name on the deed for that year or longer as the owner allows you to come in and do a rate and term refinance,
yep,
utilizing the equity position oftentimes. And you have to look, like I was saying earlier, terms are important. Mm-hmm. The underwriters are very, you know, they're sticklers. They're looking for making sure that that terminology in that contract is they're going to want to go back, grab the contract from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
All of that being said, you would be able to utilize the equity.
Nice.
Of that property. Because you've seen in 3 years, you've seen that growth.
Something you can't do when you're just renting.
Right.
And that's come back to a show that we did last year talking about the difference.
Yep.
And one of the greatest things you do as a homeowner when you buy is now you have another vehicle called equity working in your favor.
Yep.
When you rent, you're only promised another 30 days.
You know what one of the worst things in the world is?
Hmm.
Regret.
Yeah.
Regretting. You look back and you go,
oh, I should have.
Man, this is probably going to collapse.
Yep.
Nope.
Nope.
Maybe this year it's going to collapse.
Nope.
It doubled.
Yeah. Right.
And now are we ever going to get in?
Just
and the answer is yes. And this is how.
This is how. Perfect. Hey, Daryl, we're out of time. We're always out of time. There's never enough time for you and I, which is why we're going to have to bring you back on the show again.
Heavy D's coming back.
That's right. Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. If you have more questions about setting this up, you can give me a call, 406-871-9404. However, if you want to get, and the first thing I'm going to do is say, talk to Daryl. Let's see how you qualify anyways.
Absolutely.
Let's see what that hurdle is that we need to jump over. And maybe I can buy you some time in doing that with an owner finance situation.
Yes.
Daryl, throw the number out there for the good people.
406-890-8464. Would love to help you.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. This is Daryl Hanley. We wish you well, friends. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.